Welcome to the NFL News Podcast. We have a lot of news to cover today. A lot of stuff has happened, so let's get right into it. To start it off, we're going to talk about Chad Johnson, aka Chad Ochocinco. This is a really short thing, but it's cool what he did. He helped out a business that very generously helped out a business that has just reopened after the coronavirus outbreak. He tipped $1,000 to the it was like a $39 he paid $39 and then tipped $1,000. Crazy. So enough of that. The Patriots and Patrick Chung have agreed to a 2-year contract extension through 2023, according to sources. Chung gets $3 million to sign and is now due up to $12.8 million over the next 4 years. Patrick Chung has been a very reliable player for the Patriots and a key piece of their defense. So I thought they would extend him on his contract. So good to see for the Patriots, not good to see for everybody else. Antonio Gandy-Golden, in late March, tested positive for coronavirus and was forced to self-quarantine while dealing with symptoms, which he says were mild. The Redskins selected the 6'4" Liberty receiver in the 4th round of the draft, and Antonio Gandy-Golden is the latest professional athlete to be infected with the coronavirus, joining Broncos star Von Miller and Rams center Brian Allen amongst players who publicly reveal a positive diagnosis for COVID-19. He has recently recovered and is back to training, so that is good to hear. I'm talking really fast, but it's just because there's so much to cover. I don't want to have a more than 8-minute video episode. So the Browns have started to sign their drafted rookies, including signing both tight end Harrison Bryant and wide receiver Donovan Peoples-Jones to their 4-year rookie contracts. Devontae Freeman is still a free agent after he and the Falcons parted ways earlier this offseason after signing Todd Gurley. The Seattle Seahawks are showing interest, offering Freeman a 1-year deal worth up to $4 million. Todd Gurley recently signed a 1-year $5.5 million contract with the Falcons, so he'd be getting paid around the same amount as Todd Gurley. I think Todd Gurley does actually stay there for a while, and the Seahawks probably do need a guy like Devontae Freeman just to be there in case there's injuries and in case they don't re-sign Marshawn Lynch. So, next, the last thing we're going to talk about today, Aldon Smith is back in the NFL, which means he'll soon be a Dallas Cowboy. Smith was reinstated by the league Wednesday following a video conference with Roger Goodell, the NFL's commissioner. Smith has not played since 2015 due to legal troubles and suspensions, but he's returning after half a decade to resume his career at 30 years old. The Cowboys are never afraid to give a player a second chance, and they secured his services ahead of time, agreeing to a 1-year deal worth up to $4 million in April. But he wasn't able to sign it until he was officially reinstated. Before his departure, Smith had plenty of problems for opposing defenses, recording 47.5 sacks in 5 seasons. That is a lot of sacks. Quarterback's worst nightmare, including the 2012 campaign that saw him take down the quarterback 19.5 times. That is a lot of sacks. Almost league records. He hasn't played more than 9 games in a season since 2013, but the Cowboys' addition of Smith is a low-risk move that could really pay off if he has truly moved beyond his troubled past. That's going to do it for the episode. Thank you for listening to the NFL News Podcast. I will see you, hopefully, tomorrow. Goodbye.